on Daf Chav Dalet Amet Beis Tana Rabbanan, around 8 lines from the bottom. Tana Rabbanan Arei Shahoyo Rabboi Roife, the Odein was a Roife, Ba Oma Loi Likhel Loi Einoi, and he told him to put some sort of a refuah in his eye. And in the process of doing this, the summer, he blinded the eye. Lachte loy shinoi, he requested from the Odin to clean around the tooth, take off the plaque around the tooth. Vihipilo, and lamaisem, the Odin was doing a vigorous job, and he pushed out the tooth. Is the Tanakama holds sichek ba'odin v'yotzo lecheres, so he can now go out lecheres, even though the Odin did not have any bad intentions whatsoever. But lemaise, he was mapel his tooth, he was mapel the eye. He was mesamed the eye, he blinded the eye. Rab Shimon ben Gamliel omer v'shichaso. It says in the Pasuk that he, v'shichaso is a lashon of destruction. Ad sheyiskaven l'shachso. We need an intent of hashchaso. Here there was an intent of refuah. V'rabbonon hay v'shichaso may avdilei. What does the Tanakhama do with this word v'shichaso? Mi boilei l'chidesanya. Abelezer omer, harei shehoshit yodoi lim'eishiv hosoi. The Odin wanted to deliver a baby that was b'meishiv hosoi. V'sima uber shebimeyer. And in the process of delivering the baby, he blinded the eye of the baby. Pota. So he doesn't go out lecheres. My time, do makro v'shichaso ad sheyechaven l'shachaso. That there has to be an intent to do a pe'ula with the eye. Here he bechlal had no intents of touching the eye. He just was, his whole intent was to give birth to the baby, to deliver the baby. And accidentally his hand blinded the eye. Salkaponem, we learn out from Vishichasa, according to Rabbi Lezer, that there has to be an intent to do the pe'ula that you had done. This was an intent to do something with the eye. But if there was no intent whatsoever to do a pe'ula with the eye, so there's no din of Yetzer Lecheres. V'idach. So what does Rav Shimon Gamliel do? How does Rav Shimon Gamliel know this then? Mivishiches shichaso nafke. There are two drashes. From Vishiches we learn out that he has to intend to do a pe'ula with the eye, and therefore, in the case of Rabbi Lezer, there's no din yetzer lecheres because he had no intentions b'chalal to touch the eye. And shichaso, we learn out that not only do you need an intent to touch the eye, you need an intent to destroy the eye. And if your intent was l'shem refuah, it's also not yetzer lecheres. V'idach, and the Tanakhama, shichaso leidorish. So he only makes one drosha, that it's only yaitze lecheres if he intended to do a pe'ula with the eye. But if everything was unintentional, it's not yaitze lecheres. Let us see Rashi. זאת רשי לחתר לאי שינוי לנקרא to clean out to לגרר סוביב מי שובו near the roots of the tooth לחדסניה אישית יודו למי שפחו לאי צי אוברו he wanted to deliver the uber פוטר so he's potter to be מייצי the uber Lein is kaven la ayin klal. There was no intent bechlal to have any eye contact, to contact the eye, to touch the eye. Avul kheli eini, the niskaven la ayin, he wanted to do a pu'ula to the eye. Aval gav shelein is kaven l'shach. So even though there was no intent to destroy the eyesight, yechayim, that's what the Tanakama holds. Vishiches nafgalon hoder abeleza. From the word vishiches, we learn out patlaze, shleinis kaven lishaches klal. Vishiches omash me osuk bo akosur medaba is oisik. It with the eye, bafilohochi, miskaven lishaches so boina. We need that it should be miskaven lishaches so a kavona of ashchose, and a kavona of refuem, is not mighty lecheres. That is Shitas Rav Shimon Gamliel. Let us see Taisvitz. Mi boi lei lech desanye. Mori says that the Tanakama learned from this Vashicha so that you have to have a kavon al kaponim to touch the eye. Hashta mashmet. The kula alma b'shalayn is kaven la'ayin pota, but if there's no intent whatsoever to do anything with the eye, so everyone agrees, tarabalosa, that you pota v'teime the beper keitzet al regel omar rabbe hoisa monachas loy even b'cheikoy v'loy hiker ba me'oylo. There was an Evan Becheike, he was sitting down, he was unaware that he had an Evan Becheike, Ve'omat, and he stood up, Ve'nofla le'ein Evan, and the stone fell into the eye of an Evan that someone was lying near him, is plukte the Rav Shimon Gamliel v'rabbono, and that means, according to Rav Shimon Gamliel, since there was no intent of destruction over here, so Memeil is not Yoytze Lecheres. According to the Rabbono, even though there was no intent of destruction, Afal Pikein, it's Yoytze Lecheres. And that's what the Gemara says in Baba Kama. And by us it says, Afilo, according to the Chachamim, there has to be an intent to do something with the eye. And here there was no intent whatsoever to do something with the eye. V'yeshloimer d'shani hochem d'ike tarti l'tivusam shohu the case of Abeleza there is tarti l'tivusam which is the hepech of v'shichasam number one shohu miskaven l'toiva he wants to do a good thing not a detrimental action. And number two, v'loy niskaven la'ayin klal. And he had no intentions b'chlal to do anything with the eye. So if it's tarti l'tivuse, so then there is no dimyan to v'shichasa. He has a good intent, and also he had no intent to touch the eye. Avalehida hosam, but the case of Baba Kame, that he stood up, he was unaware that the Evan was Becheikoi, and he stood up. So, that is true. He didn't have an intent to do anything with the eye, but there was no intent letoiv either. That means to deliver on Baba. That's the hepech of Hashchose. He's doing a dovatoy, L'rapois is a hepech of hashchasa. But over here, there was no kavona l'toy, but there was no kavona l'ayin. So it's chode l'tivuse, v'chode l'reyuse, aval hi da'os ma'avadumi likcha loy ayin, v'som adike chode l'tivuse, sh'niskaven l'rapois, so there you have good intentions, v'chode l'reyuse, sh'niskaven l'ayin. So there also we have, it's also called, so Chode L'Reyuse is called Vishichasa. Chode L'Reyuse is called Vishichasa. That's called, that means if a person is Oisik B'Toiv, he has good intentions, he wants to deliver, he wants to be Merape, so Mitzad his intentions, the Zichah no. It's the hepach of a v'shichasa. So that doesn't fall into the category of v'shichasa. You need some sort of v'shichasa. Or, if there's an intention to work with the yai, so that is called, he did a ma'isa, ashchase. So here, l'ma'isi, he was a pesheya, on the amide. I mean, there was a stone there. He was unaware of it, but there's some sort of a pshia for the mudloilam. So there was some sort of a pshia. So that also falls into the category of hashchose. That means you were careless, and that brought about this haitzah sa'ayin. So, or that alone that you were working on the eye is also called v'shichasa. So chode l'reyuse is enough to be moitzi l'cheyus. Zok the Gemara weiter. Omar Rav Sheshes, Arei shehoysa einoi simuya. The Eved had a blind eye, v'choteto, and he, the Adain, took out the eye. So he didn't blind the Eved, because the Eved was blind from before, but he took out the eye. Eved yaitzi ben lecheiret. So an Eved will go out lecheiret. My time mechusar evahu. So it would seem that there are two inyanim. There's one inyan of taking away the shimush of the eva, and there's another inyan of being mechasa the eva, and each one is a sibe of a tzolecheres. V'tane tune. Our tane learned a similar halacha. Tamus v'zachos bebehime, a kolben that's brought from a behime requires two qualifications. There has to be a zocha. That it can't be a balmo. Vein tamos v'zachos b'oifis. But by oifis, we don't need any of these two qualifications. It be a nikev, it can be a balismo. Yochol yovsho gapo. What is if the wing got paralyzed? Nikta raglo. Or the regal got cut off, or nechteto eino. So I would think that this is also kosher, because you don't need tamus. Tamuloima min ha'oif v'loi kol ha'oif. That you cannot bring all oifes. There are certain things which are chesoren and akhoves ha'oif, and that's chesoren eiva. The answer to the Rav Muchitzich, why Yovsha Gapa is called Chesoren Eva, that's called like Sima, that's like called, that's, it's, it can't use the wing, it's paralyzed. It's Ein Sefer Lachze, but why is it called a Chesoren Eva? It should be similar to, unless it's talking about that Sefer Lipel. Let us see Rashi. Zok Rashi, V'chotato hitziya l'chutz. Now there's no I there anymore. V'tane tune kloima matzino tane shalonu masayenu bezois. That says, similar to what Rav Sheshe says, that there's a din of eitzol l'cheres through the chatita sa'ayin. We've been mechaser the eiver. Vein tamos v'zachos b'oifetz. Hay kro dorsh, idarshin zes posik, anema b'chol ha-kolbonitz. Ish ish mi beis Yisrael, asher yakriv kolbonoi, l'chol nidreim. L'rtzayinchem tomim zochol b'boko b'ksovim u'b'izim. So it says, Tnoim of Tamim Zohar, and it says, when do you need Tamus and Zachas, Baboko, Bekshavim, Obizim, Umidaloiksiv, Lurzainchem, Tamim Zohar, Lishtaik. Why do you have to mention Behemoth over here? There has to be Tamim Zohar. Limdach Shein Makbid al Tamus Vizachos, Ella Alelo, only by Behemoth. But by Oifis, there's no halacha that you need Tammuz, so Amum doesn't pass it. Nechte to Eino, Almo, Av al Gav, Dismuya meikore, Kichote to, Mashvilei Mumma. Roshan Rashi, Ludavain is unclear, Lechere, the Psul is not Altsmum, the psul is als chesor and eiver. It's a mum. It's basic nicht. There's a mum of chesor and eiver. That's what Rashi means. It's a hagedor in the mum. A mum of a not functioning eiver. That's not called a mum. Doesn't have to be so perfect that the evorim have to function. But the psul is it's also a mum. I mean, it's very unclear where Rashi has to say this. Let us see Taisis. Smuya v'chotata yaitse behen lacheres. Va'af al gav de la'el oma. Kohuya, now, smuya means that it was completely blind. V'chotetah means now that he took out the eye. Yaitze behem lecheyes. V'av agav de la'el oma, kuhuya v'soma, if it was the eye before was weak, and he made it blind, im eino yochel ishtamish bokva, ein yaitze behem lecheyes. So it says, that means even though before he was able to see, but he can't function with this minimum eyesight that he has. And now, I took away the eyesight completely. But since, in his functioning, I wasn't moisif a bigger, before he also needed a seeing eye dog with his eyesight that he had. He was unable to function before. So, Mamele, even though now he doesn't see anything, but, it's not called, I made it worse because he was unable to function. So to make a person blind from before that he was not completely blind, but he was unable to function, that's not called, I took away his eye, because his eye was worthless already, even though he could see something. So it's not called, I took away his eyesight, because his eyesight did not help him function. So, over here, when he was smuya, he was completely blind. And I took out the eye. So, what did I do over here? L'chayra Taisva said, I was more detrimental over there than over here. There, upon him, I made him completely blind. He doesn't see at all. So, I took away the eyesight. Here I he's completely blind, so what did I take away? Even the smuya mashmis lo yayochol ishtamish makvar, he was blind already. מקומו כמוכי שאני דחות אותו עשו עם החוסר עבר. אין לך נמי. He didn't take away שימוש. But I took away the עבר. זה מחוסר עבר. I think רמי שעסקה ש... I mean, doesn't Rav Sheshu say this? Omar Rav Sheshu Rav Sheshu Eino Ismuya V'chot Eto Eva Yoytze Vem Lecheiris My time B'chus Arai Veru I mean, Lecheir I think he wonders what is Tosva saying over here I mean, Lecheir the Kasha and the Teretz of Tosva Rav Sheshu spoke about it My time He was Smuya He was I didn't take away eyesight from him because he was blind from before, but I took away the Eva. And the Yitzhiya of Shein Va'ayin, it seems Rav Sheshes and Mechadish, there's two Eifanim. Either you take away the function of the eye, or if the eye was as yet not, well, wasn't functioning, you take away the Etzemah. V'tane Tune. Tame. So the Gemara brought a raya. So l'chayre, what's the raya of the Gemara? The Gemara brought a raya that by oifis there's no psul mumim. If you have an oif that's blind, it's kosher l'akrova. You don't need it. It has to be a tamus. You don't need tamus by a krova oifis. But there's a psul of mechusar eiva. This is another psul. This is another psul. That's called, I mean, much of the Lashon of Rashi of Mume, but L'chayre, we see from over there, if it has a Eva that does not function, that's called a Mum. If you have, and then there's a din of a Mechusar Eva. And that's the what's been garay from Oifis. Before we learn the stasis, I'd like to mention the ha'orah that the Achronim ask. What does Taisva say? Taisva says over here that Smuya, he was blind and he made a chatuta. So Taisva says even though it wasn't functioning, but there's a psul of mechusar eiva. That's what Taisva says. Okay. So there's two oifanim. So the Achronim ask a kasha that we learned yesterday. Tanya idoch by the small lamed. Arei shahoisa einei kuya v'samo. Fine. Shinoi neduda v'hipilo. Im yochel ishtamish ben kfar evad yoitz ben lecheres. V'im lavein evad yoitz ben lecheres. So let's talk about a tooth. He had a loose tooth. He can't chew anything on it. Not only pretzels and apples. He can't chew anything on it. Fine. He never yoitze bem lecheres. He doesn't go out lecheres. So poshut we learn shat because it's unchewable. What's the chilek if it fell out or it didn't fall out? But he didn't have any use out of it. But our thesis was just megala to us. That is two inyanim. That's Rav Sheshes. That's the lomdus of Rav Sheshes. The lomdus of Rav Sheshes is Harei Shehoisa, even though it didn't have any use at all from his eye, but he had an eye. Not taking away the eye is a new chesor. He doesn't have an eye. Before he didn't have the use of the eye. That doesn't have an eye. So lechayre, sariyeska berdiki kasha. Harei Shehoisa. Shinai neduda that was loose, it was unusable, he couldn't chew on it, and he took out the shein, so he didn't do anything. It was useless, but he did something. He took out the... Now there's no tooth. Now he's toothless. Before he had a tooth that was useless. Now he's toothless. That's mamish the same thing that Taisa says over here. Before he had an eye that was useless, and now he's eyeless. He doesn't have an eye. So the Bnei Yeshua wants to say a teretz that this apsul of mechusa eiver and the tooth is not an eiver. That's what the Bnei Yeshua wants to say. there's a new psul of Eiver. There's a new psul of Eiver. An eye is an Eiver. A tooth is not an Eiver. Okay, let's go a little further. Vitane tune, teime. The loidomi loif. So, how are we learning pshat in the Gemara? We're learning pshat in the Gemara that there's a yisrain chesorin. Aces from useless to removing the eye is a bigger chesorin. That's also called v'shichaso. This is, you took out the eye. So the Gemara brought a raya from oif. An oif that's blind is kosher la'akrover. A oif that the ayin was taken out, a blind oif that the ayin was taken out, is kosher la'akrover. So we see that this is another chesaron. The Gemara is medamen. The Tana tuna. Tema. So Taisvis says, the loidomi loif. The mitchila loihaya boi dovo sharoi lifsel boi. There was no psul whatsoever. That means it didn't see. So what's wrong? Who says a if has to see? That means if there's no din psul, if there's no psul of tamos, you don't need the 20/20 vision by a knife. You don't even need the vision at all. There's no one that has to see. Who says it has to see? So there was no chesaron whatsoever. There was no chesaron. And now he was mechaser the ayin. Oh, that's called a chesaron. The loydami loyf, the mitchiloyhoye boy dovo shaloy lifso boy, the afilo ainis muye boy, loyhoye posel. Avol evet, rehoye boy mitchilo dovo haroy lotzis boy. That means missing eyesight is called taking away the eye. I mean, that what it says is that you go out, lecheiris, because he lost the eye does not necessarily mean you lose the physical eye. It means losing the use of the eye. It's also you go out lecheiris. So, who says he did something so now he doesn't have bechlal the use of the eye. So now he took out the eye. So who says this is also a sibbe of Yetziya Lecheiris? He says, by the Sotaisis wants to be mechalik between the mumim of an oif, which is not called a mumim ganzen. So he is called that. So here this is a chesaron take. This is a before there was no chesaron whatsoever, and now you are mechasa the eye. But here there was a chesaron. So who says this Yisrein Chasorin is a Siba for Yitzhiya Lecheiris? Talmud Loima Min Ha'oif V'loi Kol Ha'oif. So we learn out that there's a psul of Mechusar Eva Ba'if Taim Lama Likha Kivin the Mechusar Eva Apostle Livnei Noyach Kedarshin Pe'ekam Adavei Dizorim Pe'ek Beis Dizvochim Mikol achai, mikol boso, havei behime shechayin roshei eivorim shelo. Lafuki, if it's chosa, roshei eivorim shelo. So, tachsame, what is Pshat and Taisus Kasha? So Taisus Kasha is, by goyim, there's a similar halacha. Mum doesn't pass by a goy, to be makrib on his bomis. A mum doesn't pass it. But a chesaron eiva passes. So lechayre, so taisvis lechayre means to ask. So let's learn out oifis. I need a special posik. By oifis that chesaron min ha'oif leikol oif that chesaron eiva passes by oifis. Let's learn out from goyim. Just like by goyim mumim do not pasul, but chesod and eiva does pasul. So eiva is that mumim don't pasul, but chesod and eiva will pasul. Now let's jump to the second teretz of Taisus. Inami, four lines from the bottom. Hava mine, given the ishtari bal mum ba eiva is tvei me behemet. Ishtari, afilu mechusar eiva, akradach siv, ayri bebehime. So that's Mr. Taisus is saying, no, you can't learn out. If I see, is this, a goy is nachsin and dalge, by a yid, a mum passels by behime. So by a goy, you need a bigger mum, achsar and eiva. But by an oif, if a mum doesn't pass by it, so I think a noy pechlal is mufka from any of these inyonim. The din chesor and eiver is an extension of the din yisrael by a behemoth. Mum passes by a goy. Yid, a bigger mum, chesor and eiver. But by an oif, we don't find any psul. By a mum, so who a din chesor and eiver also wouldn't pass. That's L'chayr, the second teretz of Taisus. So that's why I need a new pasuk to tell me this apsul by oif. Now what is the first teretz of Taisus? We eshloime, the e loikosav kro, gabi Yisrael. If I wouldn't have a pasuk to tell me min ha'oif loikol ha'oif, av matmin in kro de b'nei noich bi Yisrael v'loi le b'nei noich. So I would say this pasuk, L'chayr is speaking about a Yisrael, not a Ben Noach. Kedama Perek Dalet Mises, called Mitzvah Shenemer of Nei Noach, Lai Nishnes Besinai, Li Yisrael Nemer of Lai Liv Nei Noach. So I think Taisus means I would say that this Pasuk is not speaking about Behemis. Kol Lachai Mikol Bos, I don't know. I think this means that I wouldn't say it's speaking about Behemis by a Goy. I would say it's speaking about Eifis by a Yisrael. I think that is what Taisus means. Omar Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Omar Rav Hoyse Loi Yeseres. What if the Eved had six fingers? V'chotcho, and he cut off the six fingers. He's left with five fingers. Eved Yaitse Bem Lecheres. So it's called, he took off an Eved. Omar Rav Hune Vuhu shen nisperes al gav hayat. Let's see what Rashi says. Yeseres etzba yesera. Shen nisperes al gav hayat. Shahoiso bishuris shar etzbois. It was the same line of the other fingers. Perhaps I would like to say a shtickle explanation what the Gemara is saying over here. I don't know if this is completely true, but perhaps yesh dvorim begav. That means, the Gemara is saying that he has a hand in one line, he has the six fingers growing out of it, and then he took it off. It's the Bir Halacha says in Hilchas Sukkah, the Shitas HaRabbeinu Tam is that the Halacha is that the walls of a Sukkah Asabano. If it's Asabano, we learn it from a pasuk, it's Asabano Minat Torah. So the Rabbeinu Tam says that is the walls. These are the walls which are needed lehechshir sukkah. But if I put up a wall which is not needed for hechshir sukkah, so this wall is not also bano minat Torah. I don't need it for the sukkah. Only the chaga sukkah l'Hashem means the essential wall that is needed for the sukkah. That's also bano minat Torah. Zok tabir aloche, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, he says as follows. You know what Rabbeinu Tam means? I mean, the Tam means as follows. A person went and built three walls. He has three walls. He has a kosher sukkah. And then later, after he built the three walls, he sat down, he had a meal. Oh, Hashem, I have a sukkah ready. Then his wife comes over to him. Yankel, why don't you make a fourth wall? To be so cold. He said a good eitzah goes and builds a fourth wall. So there, the loch is, this fourth wall, this is not hechshir sukkah. This is an extra wall. So it's not also about no minat Torah. But let's make a different scenario. Next year, he remembers already what his wife said, so before he goes and sits down and eats a good meal, he builds the four walls. He builds 1, 2, 3, 4. He's moving. Zokt, zoktabir aloche. So then, which are the three kosher walls? The top of the first three and the three kosher? My choses, who told you these are the three? It was built all in one shot. So all four walls are also banominatay. As I said, the bir aloche. So that's sechmir, shal is like this. When a person has six fingers in one row, so which finger is the sixth finger? He cut off the sixth finger. Who thought you cut off the sixth finger? Maybe you cut off the fifth finger. That means if they're all in a row, so the all of them, I don't know which is the five real fingers. Yes, so that's if it's all in a row. So the melee, so there it's the din that each one is a din of five fingers. So you cut off a real finger. If the finger was growing out in another place, they cut, that's not a finger. But here it's considered he cut off the fifth finger. Because each one is a fifth finger. There were Zakenim in Nizunye. Nizunye was a certain town. Did not come to the shir of Rav Chisde. Now, it seems in the times of Chazal, if you didn't come to a shir, it's... Omalei l'Rav Hamnune zil tzaninu. You should put them in cherem. Well, that's what's the pshat. You don't come to the shir. You put them in go and tell them that they're in cherem. What does Rashi say? Zil tzaninu amoyer aleihem lihisoger v'leishe v'bayis. You just tell them that they should stay home. They shouldn't go out. There was manada them. V'zeh loshen nidui l'talmet chochem g'damah v'moyet kotem. You don't tell him nagrav loshen, but you tell him he soger v'shav beveischa. This is home arrest, whatever it's called, house arrest. You're there. Don't go out. You need it. Don't come to the shir. The gevaldik is zilzel. So he sent Rav Hamnune to take care of this inyan. Also, so first he wanted to find out. What if they have a legitimate reason for not coming? Amalu my time alay also rabbona lepirke. Why didn't you come to the shir? Amrulay amay naisi. Why should we come? The binimine milse vlay poshatlan. We ask him things he doesn't answer. There's a mitzvah to come to the shir. If we ask him, he'd answer. No, I ain't come to the shir. We ask him, he doesn't answer. So, why should we come to the shir? They asked me, and I didn't answer you. So this is a very modern Gemara. So I saw the Ben Yayoda asks, the Meduba was, they didn't come to Rav Chisda Shia. That was the Meduba. He was the one that was giving the Shia. He was the Rosh Hashida. So he asked, why didn't they come? So they said, well, you ask him, and he doesn't answer us. So. He's not our Rosh Hashiva. He doesn't answer us. He says, did you ever ask me? So what? He also had a shir. So now he asked, why don't come with me? He was also giving a shir Rav Hamnunech. I mean, how does this come into the parsha? If it's a legitimate teretz, it's farting. So the Ben Yoda says as follows. He says, not he didn't answer them. Whenever they asked him something, he said yes or no, kosher treif. He didn't go into the lamdis. And they were very hurt. He says, in Amoritz, you have to tell yes and no. You don't have to tell them. But they were Tamidei Chachamim. You say, kosher, apostle, explain the longest why. You don't explain to us. So Mamela, that is why they didn't come to the shir. They felt it's a bazillion also, like Ulamaratz, we don't understand things. So he told them, listen, come to the shir. He was the Metugimin. Rav Hamnune was the Meturgimin of Rav Chisda. That means Rav Chisda used to say the shir, and he used to repeat it and say it over for everyone and elaborate. So he says, Achmein, if you have problems, you ask your shailas, Rav Chisda will say, kosher, apostle. when I'll say it over. It's kosher, and, because with all the marimekaimis, I know the marimekaimis, I'm a mailer, so that's no reason not to come to the shiur. So he told me, you ever heard something from me I was unable to tell you? Now let us see what the shaila was. Kemumim shebegoli domi shevaitluyim bekis v'nikorim mibachutz oiloi hoyil utmunim b'soichakis. And I'd like to try to explain the tzdodei hashayla, which it could very well be. These are the tzdodei hashayla according to Rashi. We had mentioned yesterday we had learned by an eved, if he made him deaf, so Tosfos asks, that's not a mum shebegoli. The ear looks the same. So Tosfos says two terutzim. The first terutz Tosfos says it is a mum shebegoli. You watch him, you can see that he's deaf. So it's called a mum shebegoli. The mum is observable. We can observe the mum. Then Taisa has a second teretz. You're right. It's not a mum shebegoli. We don't see inside what's in the eardrum. We don't see it. But it's an eva begoli. So all you need is to make a mum in an eva begoli. You don't need a mum begoli. L'chayre, this was their shayla. Their shayla was that be'emison from the Gemara in Bechayres, the Gemara says klo, if they were tluyim bekis sirsoi, that means it was nikir from the outside. You could see that the chutei habayim were nichras. You could see the way it's lying in the kis. So the mum is nikir. You could observe it. You could see it, but it's not begot. That means it's observable, but le'idach kise utmunim b'soich hakis. So this is the mamish, the two terutzim of Tosfos. What do you need a mum shebegoli? Do you need that you're able to observe the mum, even though you don't see the mum? So he can observe the mum. Or does it have to be an eva begoli? Here it's not begoli. It's the bayim. Atomun bekis. That was their shaila. So they asked him the shaila. Kimum shebegoli domi eloi. Lehava biyode. He didn't know what to answer them. Amru lai, ma shimcha, what's your name? Amaluhu hamnune. Amru lai, lai hamnune ela karnune. So there's machlokes Rashi and Tosfos over here. What happened over here? Karnune Yoshev Kronis Ata Voloi Balter. He's not a Balter. I mean, you were telling him, yes, me. Yes, you shyly. You don't know. So they called him a Yoshev Kronis. Tosfos says, Hamnune Karnune Pesh Bekundus Yoshev Kronis Ata Voloi Balter. Rach Pirish. Ato ima ham nune heinu ham nune, seems a hein ches am es chalef, that's a hot fish. Nune is a fish. Dak ham, the ain kein ele kar nune, dak shu kar. We don't find hot fish. The fish are cold blooded. They're not hot. Exactly pshat in this conversation, in the Shini Hashem, we have to understand. God, the Ben Yoyoda, wants to say a different mahalach. He wants to say that he is a cheshbin. Let's not go into the cheshbin, but Torah Shebal Peh is called Ma, Mem Hei. And Torah Shebeksav is called Rak, Reshkov. So they said, Ham is Oishi Yisma, Kar is Oishi Yisrak. So your Kalnun and Torah Shebiksav could be, you know, to swim around in the Tzukim. I'm saying, but don't call yourself Hamnunin. Hamnunin the Ma, that's already Torah Shebalpeh, that's already, you're not floating too well in Torah Shebalpeh. Akaponim, this is from the Agodas Chazal, which we're not able to understand well. Anyway, also Lakami the Rav Chisda, he came back to Rav Chisda. He told him this was an embarrassing situation that happened over here. Omalei Masnisa Boy Minoch, they issue it's enough in the Bereis. I mean, what they issue is enough in the Bereis. This now we learned in the Mishnah. Esrim Barbo Roshei Eivorim. There are 24 Roshei Evorim Sheba Odom, Kulom Ein Metamim Mishum Michya. Now, all these 24 Roshei Evorim, there's no Tumas Nega on them. If there's a Nega on the Rosh of the Ever, so it's not Metama Benegoim. Now, the reason it's not Metama Benegoim, because the Pasuk says, L'chol Mare Einei HaKoyim, that the Kohen should be able to observe the Nega in one look at it. He should be able to observe the whole Nega. A Nega that is an Aroshe Eva, that means if it's on a flat surface, so the Kohen looks at the Nega, he sees the whole Nega. If it's on a slanty surface, that's an Aroshe Evorim, so he can't see, looking in over here, he can't see the whole Nega. Turn around your finger, up, down. Then, but it's not, it's felt in l'chol mari einei akoyim. So all these 24 roshei yavoim are mishupe, so they are not visible in one riyah at once, so they're not matamba ben egoyim. We need a nega that the koyim should be able to see in one riyah. Hey matam mishumichya, ve'elohim, roshei etzboi shiadayim, ve'raglayim, so we have already 20, ve'roshei oznayim, ve'roish achoytem, Beroish Hagviya. Veroish Dadim Shebeisha. It's also the Roish of the Dadim are Meshupe. Rabbi Yudoyma Af Shebeish, the Roish Dadim of the Ish. The Shaila is, we see in Rashi, that the Dadim of an Ish are not so Meshupe like the Dadim of an Ish. So does this fall into Kol Mariyane Koin? That's the Machlokes Tanoim. Fine. This is a Mishnah in the Goin. The Tony Allo, but we learned a Baraisa on this Mishnah, Bekulam Eved Yoitzi Bem Lecheres, that on these Chavdalet Roshi Eivorim, we have over here the Baraisa said that all these Chavdalet Roshi Eivorim and Eved Yoitzi Bem Lecheres. Rebbe Yoimer, Af Asirus. Asirus is also Yoitzi Lecheres. Ben Aza Yoimer, Af Haloshen. If the tongue was cut off, chelik of the tongue was cut off, that's also yaitze lecheres. So we have here we have a machloikes. The Tanakhama said bekulam bechov dalad roshivam is yaitze lecheres, and Rebbe said afasirus. Sirus is also yaitze lecheres. Now the Gemara, this is not Rav Chisda started talking. So Rav Chisda was telling Rav Hamnuna, now let's be mevare what pshat in this baraisa. Rebbe Yoimer, afa sirus. Sirus the mai. Now, how did it become mesurus? Ilay mesirus the gid. Hainu gviya. So that the Tanakhama also said. These are from the Chovdalad Roshi Evorim, that it's Yaitse Lecheres. Elolav sirus the bayim. So this Shaila, so that means, if I would have gone there, they would ask me, I would tell them, well, it's, look at the Mishnah and the Goyim, there's a Baraisa there, it's a Machlokes Rabbi in the time it comes, it's a Machlokes, I mean, your Shaila, Machlokes Tanoim. Yeah, let us see what Rashi says. So Rashi says as follows. Masnisa boy minoch, Garcine. The Mataiesh was a Baraisa. The Mebraisa, the Tonya Lord, the Masnisen, Rabbi Oimer, Afasira, Shal, we can learn out from this Baraisa, their Shaila. Hey, Metame Mishem Michi. The Mishnah is talking about Tumas Negoim. Shem Echod Mina Negoim. This is one of the Negoim. Kibirsiv, Michias, Bosa, Chai, Baseis. Seis is a Mara Nega, a white color.
and there's some healthy skin in the in this mega. That's a simen tumah. Uchsivo l'chol marei einei akoin. That the koin shetei kulo niris ka'achas. It has to be visible all at once. Prat l'michye shehi b'mokim ha'mishupe v'yayrid l'chol tzad. But if you have a michye that is on a slanty surface, shein yochol lirois roish ha'nege v'raglov ka'achas, so then it is not so there is no din tumas negoim. Barosh is naim sfasa oizem roish kviya git. Barosh ei dadim shebeisha avo shebeish einam boltim kolkach ve'ein ze shibus. It's not called such a slanted surface that it's not nira lamareni akoyim lecheiris the kulam im kotsa leirabai mum shebegoliu ve'ein echoise. Rebbe Yoimer af asirus moisef al elu le'inyan evet. They said, we're talking about, we're not talking about the goyim now, we're talking about this you the Tanakama said that these chav dalad is yaitze lecheiris. So I'll tell you, and yaitze lecheiris is one more moisef al elu le'inyan evet v'shein. Yeah, so what's with shein v'ayin? Why does anyone speak about shein v'ayin? We're talking about yaitze lecheiris, the Mishnah is talking about chav dalad roshi evo. What's with shein v'ayin? The yitztachay le'rebi limnes p'tesefte. The Be'edik Siv, that's a posik, please. Shein v'ayin, don't need a posik to tell me. The zil kri be'rabu, go to cheder, you learn shein v'ayin. But tana kamalei polik bo, there's no machlekes by shein v'ayin. Af haloshin, shu darke l'roish kshu medaba, when a person speaks so one can see his tongue, umum shebegoli, this is also called a mum shebegoli, this is a visible mum. When he spied, you don't see it, but when he talks, so you see it, so that's called Amum Shebegoli. Now, fine, so we would, but now the Gemara just wants to be Mavara one thing. The Rebbe Loshen Loi, Rebbe holds the Loshen, the tongue is not Amum Shebegoli. A person was maze mechatos, and the woman was maze on Shimon. V'nitzo hazo al piv, and the, as in order to become toy, you need one drop of the mechatos has to fall on him. Al piv, it fell on his mouth. Rebbe yoimer hizo. So Rebbe said, so it's hizo, that it was hazo, finished. V'chomem oimrim, Loi Hiza. It's not called Asa. Moses says, my love, what's pshat that fell on his mouth? Alashayne, it fell on his tongue. The stomach, that's what piv means, the tongue. So Moses says, Loi, it means al sfosav, it fell on his lips. In fact, the Gemara, al sfosav, fell on the lips, pshite. I mean, what's the chiddush of Rabbi? There's a machlekes piv. Ma de teme zimnim de cholim sfose. Sometimes a person can tighten his lips together, so it's not called all the time begoli. So it fell on that chelik that a person can tighten. Kamash malon, no, that chelik is also called begoli. So there's no, he wanted to prove to me that Rebbe holds that the loshen is called begoli. No, the hasoi is speaking about the lips. In fact, the Gemara and Shuldik. V'asanya, we learned a Baraisa al Lashonai. The Baraisa says klo, that the Rebbe said al Lashonai. V'oi Tanya, we learned another Baraisa. There it speaks about mumim of a behemoth. V'shenitol roiv al Loshen. The Tanakama says that if roiv of the Loshen was cut off, that's called a mum by a behemoth. Rabbi Oimer Roiv Hamedaber Shebil Shainai. You look, you don't need Roiv of the whole Loshen. You need Roiv Hamedaber. We're talking about a behemoth over here, but maybe it doesn't speak. But Al Kaponim, the Chelik of the Loshen that by a person that speaks, that's the Chelik that's not Mechubel, that's the. So, the roiv of that chelik, if that chelik is 3 inches, so, a little bit more than 1.5 inches already is called amum. So, al kaponim, we see that the loshen is called a davar shebegoli, it's amum. kemekazoy according to Rebbe. So what's this machlokes ben azay Rebbe Yomer Pesiz ben azay Ma'afal Loshen? Rebbe is also moided to the Loshen. Elo Rebbe Yomer Siris v'loy mi boy Loshen. No, Loshen is zicher called a mem shebagoli. And he also, even Siris, even though it's common, it's also called a mem shebagoli. Ben azay Yomer Loshen avol Siris loy. Umay af, that what ben azay says, af haloshen, that means Af is not going on Sirus, Af is going Akamais on the Chav Baal Debon. In fact, the Gemara, Yehochi Nekadmo de Ben Azai Bereshe. So, that, if that's the Machloikis, the Tanakam holds Chav Baal Adroshe Yeborim. Ben Azai holds Af Haloshen. And Rebbe holds Af Asoris. So, he's made it to all the others, and he's made some of this. So, the Seder should have been the Tanakam, Ben Azai, and Rebbe. So the Gemara answers, Tane Shomel de Rebbe. When this Tan of the Baraisa, he was unaware of Shitas Ben Hazai. He heard Rebbe, Vikova. So he was Kavedis in the Baraisa. So when they chazed over the Baraisa, so they learned the Baraisa said, that the Tane Kame says, Bekum Eved Yoitzabem Lecheiras. Rebbe Yoimer Af HaSirus. And Af HaSirus, like it means, Sirus and Loshen. Yep. Vishama the Ben Azai. Later he heard that Ben Azai differentiates, that he holds Loshen yes, he was not. Vitani, so he added that onto the Baraisa, now he has it on, that is, three of Machlokes. Umishne loizosa mimkaima. Let us see what Rashi says. Amamar of his the Masa Bazal and Milsil, Mifshit boy the Sabi. Heinu gviad im nilinyin egoim, bekulam atani kama ebid yeitz lecheres, ela de beim shvami, no boi de sovi, beluk de darabon of a rebi, ochis in el rebi loshen loi, el rebi loshen abe mum goli betmiye al piv, thus was going on further. No, al piv shall tell me, now we learned this, it made us all piv, rebi eme izad, afa gav da zo ala goli, beinu kedala kamon, that's called goli. So the Gemara says it's Loshen. So Gemara said, no, it's Sposav. The Cholim, Soige Piv Bechazok. A person can sometimes close his lips tightly. Achet Sposav Nidvokes Mioi. They're tight one with another. The Loina Shvinu Kegoli. Hoy Lopomim Heim Tmunais. Since sometimes the Tmunais Aidei Chaloime by holding them tight. Kamash Malon. That no, it's called goli. Cholim dover shumad v'kiyofe shulda baraz, like welding. K'duin rabbi tfiris oir b'roitav shani oir b'cholim shenitul roiv haloshen l'nimu mebchor shana b'bchores roiv ha-medaber mimokim prishas dibukei olamala kori medaber. The chelik, for one that's not anymore attached to the bottom of the mouth, that's called Reva Medaba. Avagav the Dibber Beim Eloi Shaykh, Ekorle Medaba, Hoyle Vuhua Medaba, Beloshen Ha'oda. Ela Rebbe Yoimer Siros, Afapi Shein Tmunim Bekis Loilam. It's an Eva that is never seen. The Mum is observed, but the Eva is never seen. Beloi Mi Boi Loshen, Shu Nigla Leprokim. The Loshen, when he speaks, you can see, you see that it's a Loshen. My after Koma Ben Azai, a Kamai Sekoi, Esrim Abo, Am Nuim Eitzel Negoim, the Koma Tanakam Abi Yoitz Mem Lecheres, Moisev Ben Azai Linyan Neved, Af Aloshin, Aloshin is also Yoitz Mem Lecheres. Elo Legasin, the Bochisin, in Tane, Shamal, the Rebbe Vikova. He heard what Rebbe held, Kova Eitzel Rishonis. Ahot, Shamal, the Ben Azai. Then he heard the Ben Azai differentiates between Loshen and Siris. So you must have Loshen Levadi al Rishonis. The Nimtza Cholok al Rebbe Besiris. Vikova Beloshen Af. And he said over this member of Ben Azai, Kamoy Shamar Ben Azai. Vaha Yilei Letana Lekaiva Bein Tanakam al Rebbe. This should really have been put between the Tanakam and Rebbe. Vaha Dele Misne Toisvis Siris Alo. And then Rebbe is Moisev Hafilu Siris Al Shema Acher Shenikva Shal Rebbe Eitzel Tanakama. Previously, when this Beraisa was first taught, so Rebbe was
the Das Rebbe was taught after the Das of the Tanakhama, Vahoisa Shkura Befiya Talmidim, and when they chazed this Paraisa, that's how they chazed. Tanakhama said this in Rebbe Yoima. Is Loizo Befiya Talmidim Kach, Loizozo Shal Rebbe Mimkaimai. He did not want to confuse the Talmidim and take Rebbe out of there and put him after Ben Azai. Visidre Shal Ben Azai Achreo. Lafiya Shagirsa Shkura Befem. A person who's ruggle to say a certain girse, kosher l'shanoisa, it's difficult to change it, the lachzeh l'gersa b'loshen achet, to be geirised in a different lashon.